That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Friends, have you tried one-a-day vitamins? Well, they're made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, and they're one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. Right now, I'd like to have you consider your important B vitamins and suggest you ask your druggist about one-a-day B-complex tablets. You know, most of us eat principally the foods we like and not necessarily those that are good for us. And because of this, many of us don't get enough vitamins, especially the B vitamins. But you can be sure of your daily B vitamins this pleasant, economical way. Just supplement your daily diet with one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablet once a day. Now, please remember I said only one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablet once a day. You see, this brand is so high in vitamin content that a single tablet taken daily supplies you with your full minimum daily requirements of all the B vitamins, for which requirements have been established. Now, think of that for economy and for convenience, too. And friends, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets right away and just see how much good they can do for you, will you? Remember, they're the vitamins with the name Miles Laboratories on the package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today's the big day when Lum and Abner plan to take off in their rocket ship for their fabulous trip to Mars. They've given up hope of receiving financial aid from Professor Sloan's wealthy friend in Little Rock, and they're depending upon the money they expect to make as a result of this expedition to pay all their bills. Meanwhile, Squire Skimp is speeding toward Pine Ridge with a certain Mr. Corey he met in the depot at Little Rock. As we look in on the little community today, we find a crowd gathered around the rocket ship, and we see Lum searching for Abner. Listen.
Abner? Abner! Where about you at, Abner?
Here I am, Lum.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Granny's a spirit, I'd lost you. Is everything all loaded in the rocket ship?
Yeah, I think so. Me and Cedric got it all packed in the back end there.
The box of vittles, too?
Oh, yeah, got everything. Wait a minute, I know something I forgot. Something important. I better run back over the store and get them, too.
Now, wait a minute. Come back here. What is it you forgot?
My overshoes.
Overshoes?
Yes, sir. That's the last thing Elizabeth said to me. Don't forget your overshoes. I'll be right back.
Now, come back here, Abner. You ain't going after no overshoes.
Now, long lives a Beth and skin me alive if I went off without them. She said it might be awful muddy up there, and she's afraid I'd catch cold or something.
I don't care if it is muddy. We ain't got time for no such fall or all as that.
Well, Lom, it'll just take me about 3 minutes.
I don't care if it just takes you 1 minute. You ain't leaving here till we take off.
Oh, my.
Fact is, I believe you better get in the rocket ship right now.
Well, I believe I got time to get him, Lom. Professor Sloan is still getting all them scientific instruments all set for the trip.
Well, he's got that done by now. I just checked with him a minute ago.
Yeah, well, I believe maybe we ought to wait a little longer anyway and see if that rich friend of the professor from Little Rock shows up. You know, that that's going to invest in the corporation.
Well, if I thought there was a chance in the world of hearing from him, I would wait, but I know he'll never show up.
Well, how do you know he won't?
Because he never even answered that telegram that the professor sent him yesterday.
Oh.
If he was interested in making an invest in this thing, he'd have heard from him by now. Now, go on and get in the rocket ship and wait there till we're ready to go.
Well, Lom, I think...
Abner, go on and do as I say.
Well, all right. I still think I ought to go back and get them overshoes on.
Well, it's bad luck to go back after something once you leave. Now, go get in the ship and stay there and hurry up.
I'm hurrying, dead blame it. All it has to boss me around like
and stop that mumbling. Hey, Cedric. Cedric.
Yes, Mom? What is you want, Mr. Lum?
Have you saw Mousie anywhere?
Oh, yes, Mom. Yeah, he's standing over there near the front of the rocket ship. See him there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I better get over there. He's going to take some Kodak pictures of me.
Oh, wait a second, Mr. Lum. Tell me again exactly what I'm supposed to do on this dynamite thing.
I've done told you 1,000 or 100 times, Cedric. Soon as I get inside the rocket ship, I'll give you a signal, and then you just pull that switch in that box with the wires in it, and that catches off the dynamite.
Yes, Mom. But do I pull the switch to the left or to the right?
To the left. Now, try to recollect that.
Yes, Mom, to the left.
Long! Hey, Long!
Oh, look yonder. There's Mr. Squire.
Squire? Well, I do know. Reckon when he got back in town.
I don't know. He's got some feller with him there.
Just a second, Lom. I want to talk to you.
I thought you was in Washington, Squire.
Well, I got all that work cleaned up. Lom, I want you to meet a very dear friend of mine. Mr. Edwards, this is Mr. Corey.
How you doing, Mr. Corey? I'm pleased to meet you,
Mr. Edwards.
You fellas got here just in time to see the rocket ship take off.
Now, Lom, before you get started, I'd like to have a word with you.
Well, I ain't got time now, Squire. Fact is, I got to rush over there and get my picture took right now. I'll see you when I get back from Mars. Glad to meet you, Mr. Corey.
Just a minute now, Lom. Will you excuse me a moment, Mr. Corey? I'd better catch him, I believe.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You say he's the president of the Mars Expedition Corporation?
Yes, that's right. I'll be right back, Mr. Corey.
Fine.
Lom, wait just a minute, Lom.
I told you I ain't got time to talk now, Squire.
Lom, just a minute now. Hold still. This is important. Lom, listen to me. If you and Abner take off now, you'll ruin everything. You see, this fellow with me is a sucker that I found. He's a big financier from Little Rock.
I don't care what he is, Squire. I got to get my picture took right
now. Now, Lum, don't you want our little corporation to be a financial success?
Oh, I get it. Now that you see we're actually going to make this trip, you want to get back into the corporation.
No, Lum.
I see.
Lum, it isn't that at all.
Yes, it is. You pulled out and left us with all them bills to pay because you figured we'd never be able to get to Mars and make a success out of this expedition.
Listen, Lum, I know definitely that you'll never get to Mars. And that's why I say you'll ruin everything if you try it now. You see, this Mr. Corey...
I don't want to even talk to you. You got yourself out of the corporation, and I grant you're going to stay out of it.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mousie, get your Kodak ready. I'm all set for them pictures.
Man, if that don't beat all, let me think now. Cedric, just a minute, Cedric, my boy. Come here a minute.
Yes, Mom. What is it you want, Mr. Squire?
Cedric, do you happen to know where Lom keeps old shares of stock, the stock in the Mars Expedition Corporation?
No, Mom, I don't know where he keeps them at.
You don't, huh?
No, but I got a whole batch of them here myself in my pocket here.
You have?
Yes, Mom, I was supposed to sell them, but I couldn't sell them to nobody.
In that case, you better just turn all those over to me, Cedric.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Lum would want me to do that or not.
No, I just checked with Lum, and he instructed me to take over all the unsold shares of stock.
Oh, well, that's different, then, if he said that.
Yes.
Here you are. Here's all I got. You can have more.
No, we're fine. Yes, that's good. You're a smart boy, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I believe I am, too, I think.
Well, I'll see you later, then, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Well, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Mr. Corey, but I think I've got everything all lined up for you now.
That's fine, Mr. Skemp. You don't know how much help you're being to me.
Oh, tut. Always glad to go out of my way to do a favor for a fellow financier. I suggest, Mr. Corey, that we go to my office away from all this noise and dust, and we can transact our business there.
Well, that sounds good, but I'd like to stay here and see this rocket ship take off.
I just found out there may be a delay, some mechanical difficulties. We can wind up our business and be back here long before they're ready to leave.
Well, I think I ought to talk to the president of the corporation before we go any farther.
President. That's something that I want to talk to you about. You see, it's true that Mr. Edwards is the president, but... Actually, he has very little to do with the corporation.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, you see, you know how those astronomers are. No business sense at all. I've had to do the whole thing by myself. Organize the corporation, sell the stocks, handle all the business. In fact, I do everything.
Oh, well, that's different then. I guess you're the one I want to do business with.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it.
Cedric, are you all set with that dynamite switch?
Yes, Mom?
Wait a minute, Mr. Skimp. That sounds like they're ready to go.
No, they're just testing there. Yes, that's it, just testing.
I don't think so. Let's wait a minute and see.
Now come along with me now. We better go on over to my office. There's several matters that we'll have to go into quite thoroughly, I believe.
Hey, Mr. Lum. Come here a second, Mr. Lum. There's something I want to ask you.
Well, what is it, Cedric?
It's about the switch. Which way do I turn it, to the left or to the right?
For goodness sakes. Ain't you got that straight in your head yet? Oh, wait. Here's Mousy. He'll help you recollect it, won't you, Mousy?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to, Lum.
Good. Well, I reckon this is goodbye, fellas.
Well, I hope you have a nice trip, Lum.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Abner at?
Oh, I already told him to get in the rocket ship. He's all set to go.
Well, say goodbye to him for me.
Yeah, I will, Mousy. Well, goodbye, fellas. Better go get on board, I reckon.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to send me a postcard, Mr. Lum.
And send me one, too, Lum.
Yeah, I will. Send both of you one. So long.
Yeah, so long, Lum.
So long, Mr. Lum. Boy, I wish I was going along. I ain't never been to Mars.
Oh, me neither, Cedric.
Let's see now. All I have to do here is turn this switch to the, which way did he say now, the left or to the right?
Oh, I don't believe I remember. It's one of those, though. Hey, Lum. Lum, come here just a minute.
Huh?
Come here just a minute, Lum.
For goodness sake, now what's the trouble?
Well, sir, we can't remember which way to turn the switch.
My grannies, two grown fellers can't recollect a simple thing like that. Look, I'll show you how to do it once, and then maybe you can recollect it. Just take the switch and turn it this way. Goodness, my goodness, what have I done?
You sure ruined the rocket ship, Mr. Long.
Well, who cares about the ship? Whereabouts is Abner? I've killed him. That's what I've done. I've killed Abner.
Sure
Long, as the world.
You idiot. I told you not to do it.
Get away, Squire. Oh, why didn't I listen to Abner? Or to have waited for that fellow from Little Rock like Abner warned me to.
From Little Rock?
Oh, why did I do it? Poor Abner, I've killed him. I know it's what I've done.
Just a minute,
my partner, my best friend.
Long, just a minute. Control yourself. Who was this man from Little Rock?
Oh, I don't know. Some friend of Professor Sloan's. He's going to invest in the corporation, too. Oh, Abner, I never meant to do it.
For the land's sake, Long, this is a man you're waiting for. This Mr. Corey.
Huh? Well, you're not quite right, Mr. Skinner. I'm not that man. I'm the man he sent out here to investigate this Mars Corporation. And thanks to you, Skimp, my work is all done.
What's that? Investigate?
Yes, and on the evidence you have so obligingly given me, I now place you under arrest.
Arrest?
Arrest? Who's getting arrested?
Hey, Abner, you're alive.
Why, sure I am.
So, what did you get out of the rocket ship for?
I never got in it, Lum. I've been over to the store getting my overshoes. Did I miss anything?
Friends, do you have the responsibility of caring for the family colds? Well, here's a way you can simplify your problem, and that is by getting acquainted with the modern, easy Alka-Seltzer way to relief in cold distress. Now, by that we mean when you catch cold, start at once to take care of yourself. Get plenty of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, get ample vitamins, and take Alka-Seltzer for real relief for that dull, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. You'll want to use Alka-Seltzer as a soothing gargle, too, if a sore, raspy throat's a part of your cold discomfort. Be sure to try Alka-Seltzer the very next time you or some member of your family catch cold and see how fast it acts to bring comforting relief. If you haven't a package of modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home at the time, get one from your nearest druggist right away. For the sooner you start taking Alka-Seltzer, the sooner you'll feel better.
Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.